Welcome to Get Sleepy, the podcast where we listen, we relax, and we get sleepy. I'm Tom, your host. Thanks so much for being here tonight. Elizabeth will be reading our story this evening. And don't forget that she's the host of our sister podcast, The Sleepy Bookshelf, where she's just started reading Anne of Green Gables. As for tonight's story, a little girl who lives in a warm weather climate has always dreamed of snow. And tonight, she'll enjoy the magic of winter weather for the first time with her beloved pet dog. So make yourself nice and comfortable in bed, snuggling up in whatever position feels best. Take a moment to appreciate the coziness of the space you're in. Peaceful and calm. And enjoy the feeling of the mattress supporting your body, giving your muscles a chance to relax. The softness of the pillow beneath your head can help any thoughts or worries circling round in your mind to just gradually fade away. There is nothing more you need to do in this moment. You've done all you can today, and now you deserve this time to rest. Even if there were one or two things you didn't get round to today, let go of burdening your mind with them for now. You'll have another opportunity to get things done tomorrow. Take a nice deep breath in through the nose and gently out through the mouth. As the air flows in and out of your lungs, your awareness of the day continues to fade. All you have to do now is listen along to the sound of Elizabeth's voice. Our story begins early one morning, while our friend Alba is still sleeping. Little does she know that a world of powdery white is waiting outside her window.
Alba's bedroom was pure white. The ceiling, the floor, and everything in between was the same color as milk. The little girl loved color, but she dreamt of a world of snow. She'd never seen it before. Where she lived, it was always warm. Despite the never-ending summer outside, most of her dolls wore mittens and caps because it was always snowing in Alba's world. She imagined being surrounded by a pure, glistening landscape while frozen crystals descended from the sky. Although she'd never witnessed a snowfall, she'd seen it in videos, enough to recreate the magical phenomenon in her bedroom. She cut snowflakes from paper, but these didn't melt. She used the feathers in her pillow, but these weren't cold. And sometimes she would sneak into the kitchen and check inside the freezer. Though ice cubes were cold, they looked nothing like snowflakes, and they couldn't dance in the sky. On her 6th birthday, Alba was gifted a dog. It was furry, white, and cuddly, with big puppy eyes. The moment she saw it, Alba knew this was her new best friend. She named him Tundra. From now on, she would take him on her imaginary winter adventures. Every day after school, Alba came home excited. As she stepped into her house, she left the arid climate outdoors, with its dry soil and high temperatures, and entered the imaginary snow kingdom in her room. Together with Tundra, she lived in a winter wonderland. Sometimes they used cotton balls to create snow people. Other times they painted trees with branches covered in frost. And after all the fun, they crawled under the bed, pretending they were tucked away in a warm cabin. Tundra, being a trusty and watchful pup, always kept an eye out for blizzards coming over the snow-capped mountains, or hungry bears looking for a snack. At least, that's what Alba thought when he'd bark at a bird just outside the window. Tundra was a great listener. He would cuddle up in bed with Alba while she read from picture books, whether they were about winter or not. Listening to her read, he would always yawn and close his big brown eyes. Then his breathing would soften, his tail would stop wiggling, and soon he'd drift off to doggy dreamland. She'd watch as he slept peacefully and pet him gently on the head. She always wondered what puppies dreamt about. Alba often begged her parents to take her to the snowy mountains or to a country covered in ice. She wanted to touch the snow, make a snowman, and catch a snowflake on her tongue. But these kinds of wintry places were very far away. Every night, she wished to visit a real winter wonderland someday. But so far, her wishes had never been granted. Her persistence paid off, though. This particular night was special, as the sleepy girl made her wish. A bright star fell from the sky. When she opened her eyes the next morning, Her room had a different kind of brightness. It wasn't the warm sunlight she was used to. Alba called out to Tundra, who was looking out the window. As he turned to greet her, he leaped with joy, darting back and forth between the bed and the window. Curious about what was going on, Alba pushed her covers aside and walked towards the window. Through the crack between her curtains, she saw big, white flakes falling from the sky like confetti. She gasped and pulled the curtains open. Outside, it was snowing. She couldn't believe it. For a few minutes, Alba just watched the snow fall. The longer she looked, the happier she felt. Tundra was mesmerized as well. The pup had never seen snow either. Alba looked up to the sky, trying to watch a single snowflake on its path down. In her mind, each bright crystal was on a journey. She imagined that this journey started with a cloud, shedding its snowflakes like a tree shedding its autumn leaves. In the air, the snowflakes learned how to twirl and dance. And then, once they learned these lessons, they'd drift down and reunite with all the other dancing snowflakes on the ground. While she was asleep, millions of snowflakes had completed their journey. A thin, delicate powder covered the neighborhood roofs, trees, roads, and sidewalks. The fresh layer of snow glistened in the pale morning sun. Tundra started running back and forth. He'd had enough of watching. Alba shared his enthusiasm. She knew that before going outside, there was one last thing they had to do: get dressed for the chilly weather. She found an old green sweater for Tundra. After a few adjustments, the pup looked quite fond of his new winter outfit. Now it was Alba's turn. A pair of gloves and a knitted cap would have been wonderful, but only her dolls were prepared for this kind of weather. All of the clothes in her closet were meant to keep her cool instead of warm. There were no thick coats or fluffy scarves. As she sighed, not knowing what to do, she heard a familiar knock on the door. Her parents opened the door and caught a glimpse of Tundra in his green sweater. "You must have looked outside," Alba's mum said with a grin. The little girl giggled. Her eyes sparkled brighter than the snow. Her dad pulled a package out from behind his back. Alba unwrapped it eagerly and found a thick, warm jacket, a pair of gloves, and a matching knitted cap, all in her favorite color. She hugged her parents with delight. Now she was ready to play in the snow. When she opened the door to the backyard, the dog sprinted past her. He jumped right in the snow without a moment's pause. At first, he didn't really know what to do. He took a big mouthful and chewed it, but that didn't seem right. He resorted to rolling around in mounds of snow. Alba smiled at her puppy's joy and walked outside. The crisp air pinched her face gently. She'd always been curious about what the air felt like when it snowed. Now she was experiencing it fully. She noticed the change in her breath first. No matter if she inhaled through her nose or her mouth, each breath felt fresh like mint. But each breath out was warm and white, like the lazy steam of an old locomotive. Tundra's breath formed little clouds as he happily inspected the snow-covered backyard. Alba giggled. She felt like a powerful giant whenever the snow crunched under the pressure of her boots. It was a funny sound that wasn't captured in picture books. Every step left a clear print in the snow, with the shape of her foot and the lines of her shoes crossing in between. She looked at the footprints for a while. Minutes ago, the layer of snow was untouched. Now there was a trail forming behind her. The new gloves were warm and soft, but Alba knew that she needed to feel the snow on her bare hands. She took off her gloves and stuffed them inside the pockets of her jacket. Then, she closed her eyes, stretched out her palms towards the sky, and stood as still as she possibly could. She felt the touch of every delicate flake that landed on her hands. Each was cool, just for an instant, and then it would melt and fade away, only to be replaced by another. While Alba stood still, the dog tried to catch some of the flying crystals in midair. He ran back and forth after the biggest flakes, but he found snowflakes a bit confusing. They would disappear the second that he caught them. He returned to sniffing around in piles of snow, as curious as ever. Alba wandered over to a small wooden bench where snow had piled up on the seat. She ran her finger along the edge. It was soft, cold, and wet at the same time. Looking at it up close, she could see the shapes of so many crystals. Every every snowflake is unique, she said with wonder in her eyes. With a bark, Tundra seemed to approve. After playing with snow for a few minutes, Alba's fingers began to turn red and feel slightly numb. She put her warm gloves back on and began to scoop snow with both hands. She took two handfuls and pressed her palms together, creating a compact little ball. How funny that they float down individually, but stick together once they land, Alba thought. With a few snowballs ready, she tossed them playfully towards the dog. With a leap, he tried to catch them in his mouth. Next, Alba found an untouched patch of snow without any imprints from boots or paws. She lay down flat on her back. Curious about what was going on, Tundra started licking her cheek. It was cute, wet, and quite unexpected. Alba's cheerful laughter danced through the air with the falling snow. When the dog finally got distracted, Alba spread her arms and swung them up and down a couple of times. Then she stood up slowly, careful not to disturb the snow. Her first snow angel was beautiful, despite a few paw prints around the outside. Alba and Tundra spent the entire day trying new things in their winter wonderland. Time flew by, but to the little girl and her pup, it was frozen like the snow they played in. They built a snowman and a snow woman. They stamped out a path to form a spiral maze, and even started a snow castle. Eventually, the sun began to set. It was time to go back inside. Alba stomped her feet in front of the house to get the snow off her boots. When her mom called for her twice, she quickly cleaned up and opened the door to the kitchen carefully. It wasn't until she entered the warmth of her home that she realized she couldn't feel her nose. After thawing for a moment, her nose detected the finest of smells: freshly baked cookies. Alba sat down at the dinner table. She told her parents all about the snow, the games you could play in it, the differences between snowflakes, and how to make a snow angel. It was different than all those evenings she played in her room. Snow was better than she'd ever dreamed it would be. After a warm meal, Alba's mum brought out the freshly baked cookies. They were warm and soft. Alba took one in both hands and bent it in half, watching as bits of melted chocolate dripped down the edges. Tundra watched longingly. He too deserved a treat after such a wonderful day. So Alba finished her cookie and fed her pup a dog treat, which she gobbled up in the blink of an eye. Alba climbed the stairs up to her room. Only now did the excitement of the day wear off. She was awfully tired. A sleepy tundra followed her sluggishly up the stairs. She changed into fresh, warm clothes and realized that one of the best things about being out in the snow is warming yourself up again. She went to the window and looked outside. The day had turned to night. Streetlights shone in a bright yellow, reflecting off the powdery white ground. It was still snowing. The trails along the sidewalks disappeared as fresh snow fell. Layer by layer, the new snowflakes were reunited with those on the ground. They had completed their journey. The sea of snow seemed to twinkle brighter in the darkness of the night. No wonder they shine. They're shaped like tiny stars, Alba thought. She crawled into bed, where Tundra had already found his usual spot. He looked exhausted after all the fun they'd had outside. She covered him up with her blanket and pulled out her favorite picture book. She flipped through the pages, full of winter wonderlands that looked just like the one right outside her bedroom window. After a long yawn, Alba put the picture book aside and snuggled down into her bed. When he felt her move, Tundra opened his eyes halfway. He crawled closer to the little girl until his nose touched hers. And together, they drifted comfortably to sleep.